You know, year after year, the most stunning window displays are done by the White House.
Yeah.
Say, who are you going to vote for?
For what?
The presidency.
Of what?
The United States.
Oh, I thought you might have meant of the PTA.
Oh, Mrs. Edgar Schuyler. She dresses so well.
Yes. Who are you voting for?
Mrs. Edgar Schuyler.
I mean of the United States.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't made up my mind yet.
Neither have I.
It's such an important decision. That you can decide on a moment's notice.
Oh,
you have
true.
To keep up with events and all that. You have to read the newspapers and the magazines and the TV. I haven't reached any decision yet. George Clay.
Henry pops out lately just as soon as he gets home. Who's running?
Well, there is Kennedy now.
Kennedy, isn't he a...
Yeah.
Then, too, he's divorced.
Who, Stevenson? And then what next?
Stevenson is a brilliant man, though.
Yes, he is a brilliant man.
But should the President of the United States be brilliant?
Yes, I see what you mean. He would change everything. Of course, he was kind of a bipartisan. And he would not favor any special group or interest.
Well, wouldn't that be un-American? I mean, against our two-party system?
Yes, and then there's his face.
Yeah. He always looks like he's constipated.
Yeah. Should the President of the United States always look constipated?
Well, how would that look?
On stamps.
Come.
Boy, what a hell of a day. Unpaid bills and making new wills.
Well, gee, fella, you don't say. Harry and Bill, how is the biz?
We're way ahead of last year.
Shake my hand, it really sounds grand. Our futures are secure.
With just a smile, we never take a chance. With just a smile, we mediate finance.
Watch statistics dance.
With just a smile, with just a smile, we build the business scene. With just a smile, we sanctify routine.
With our teeth so clean,
we love to smile.
Life is just a steady flow of dividends. Life insurance is our earthly goal.
Advertising all the modern world depends on your credit rating and the price of coal.
With just a smile, for young as well as old. With just a smile, we're never undersold. So you're in the fold with just a smile. Ha, 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 ha.
Happy men are we.
With just a smile, we'll sell you all you need. With just a smile, we'll give you things to read.
You can kill a weed.
With just a smile.
With just a smile, we speculate in rice. With just a smile, we even sell dry ice.
As we raise the price,
we always smile.
Cadillacs with stereophonic tail fins. Fly to Tokyo by Aerojet.
Cancer kills a million people every year, so won't you have a filter cigarette?
With just a smile, for every fiscal year. With just a smile, promotion time is here,
and it's back to beer.
Unless we smile.
Jolly as can be.
With just a smile, we never jump the track. With just a smile, so we are stabbed in the back.
Well, we stab right back.
With just a smile. With just a smile, we never have to laugh. With just a smile, the girls who fail our staff cut our time in half.
They're paid to smile.
Secretaries grow like cherries on a tree. Some are never taught the way to speak.
Stimulating evenings are their cup of tea, but Monday morning finds them rather weak.
With just a smile, the sun will rise again. With just a smile, it's time for more sense then. We're just businessmen who love to smile.
Smile!
Caramel on my gum.
and to love as tenderly as babes who have to gnaw their thumbs. And now we knew that this was it, and now we knew that we were smitten, went to Blum's and couldn't quit, and split on each banana split. Folks were amazed at us because we ate parfaits without a pause. We strained those sodas up our straws till we had nearly strained our jaws. Then one day all was past. What I saw made me numb. I should have known the flavor wouldn't last. He'd found another sugar plum. What happened next was grim. I thought my heart would stop. She bought a split and offered to him the little cherry from the top. And then they stopped me, if you please. They passed right by me like a breeze, as if I had some rare disease. I got what's called the cherry freeze. Then things looked black as ink. My thoughts could only turn to drink. I didn't even stop to think, but drank four malties in a wink. Now I come here to dwell on love I lost at Blum's. I ate my cake and had it as well. Now all that's left is crumbs. And now I'm living with a grudge. I'll stay right here and never budge. Eat buttered rums till I'm a pudge. I'll drown my misery in hot fudge. For here you see a girl who cares not how fat she becomes. I'll simply feed my passion for him and spend my life in blood.
Gentlemen, have you noticed the trend that contemporary drama has been following? It seems that the playwright has attempted to reach down into the deepest, most abysmal abyss of man's abnormal behavior. And following this degrading, maudlin, soul-searching trend, we would like to give you our concept of the modern perversion play. A playlet entitled Maggots in the Magnolia.
I play Belladonna. A wealthy southern cripple. My brain was damaged when I fell asleep under the hairdryer at the Bellery Beauty Parlor, and I have been unable to move my legs ever since. I have been living a life of shelter on a broken down plantation with my half brother Roe, who has stayed on at our big rambling Corinthian pitted ramshackle estate to take care of me since Mama and Papa died. Roe has been a patient and kind, though warped companion for the last 15 years. Now picture me seated on the porch of our mansion at Maythorn, Tennessee, watching the last pieces of day break up and fall into bits among the wisteria trees and honeysuckle vines. In the distance can be heard the mysterious and foreboding sounds of the swamp critters. Oh, also notice that I won't take one step during the entire production.
Now then, I'm seated here on the porch of our mansion awaiting the arrival of my half-brother, Roe.
Oh, sister dear, sister dear, I have just come from watching the hooping cranes out of the bayou and back of the house. They sure look ominous, circling like huge sinister bats in the darkening sky. They can even sound for their big bad arms circling the sun. And then they have those wild screams that just chills me and everyone's bones. A priest angel, too. Oh, forgive me, Sister Dee. I forgot about your poor scorched hand.
I think you do these things just to torment me, don't you? Well, don't you? My blessed father and mother will not even dare do these treacherous little things. Papa would have lynched you.
Strung you up to the nearest tree like you did Miss Fanny of the Bellary Beauty Parlor in true Southern style.
Them hoofing cranes, them terrible birds, Sister Dee, I just know means troubles in store. Fate is peeking out at us from behind every clump of honeysuckle. I feel like tears just stomping up our big white ride of circular staircase and waiting to reach out and grab me.
You're like a poor frightened rabbit in pursuit by a phantom eagle. Stop your shivering, baby.
Belle is here to comfort you. Nobody's gonna hurt my precious baby while Bella's around. Remember when we were cheering?
How you used to sneak into my bedroom? Remember how in the early morning before the sun peeked through the mysterious and waked the magnolias Hollywood play? Remember the night we sneaked into Papa's bedroom? And remember the morning Mom and Pop sneaked into my bedroom? You had sneaked into my bedroom? How they just sit there and smile?
Gentlemen, like warm
Washington.
Yes, and that a southern farmer would know how to entertain.
mint juleps, shuffling servants, pickaninny singing all. I mean, wouldn't that give Khrushchev the wrong impression of the United States? And he's so sensitive about things like that.
Well, of course, Johnson comes from Texas. I don't think they serve mint juleps there.
Oh, Texas. Well, I don't know about that either.
Oh, I know what you mean. I read Giant 2.
Well, who else is there?
Well, there was Symington.
Who? Huh?
Stuart Symington.
Oh, I don't think I know him. It's a nice name, though.
Oh, he's a friend of Truman.
Oh, Harry. Well, I don't think the President of the United States is the kind of job you give someone because you play poker with them or something.
Oh,
I mean, it's not like the Secretary of Defense or somebody like that.
Oh, no, I haven't seen his picture. It looks just like a movie star. Well, not like one of those big movie stars. He's much too handsome for that. But like one of those little actors that you see in the background of the swank hotels and big country homes.
Like a dress extra. That's the term they use in Hollywood.
Yes. I don't think that the president should look like a dress extra. I mean, what would you suggest they are England? They're all labor now. I think the president should look human or something like that. Humphrey looks like Bud Abbott.
Who?
Bud Abbott, that comedian.
Oh,
you know, the short, fat one. I don't think the president should be, well, short. I mean, with TV and all, and be gone. But oh, well, it would look terrible.
Well, Fern, I don't agree with you at all.
You mean the president should be short?
No, I mean, I think the tall, thin one was Bud Abbott, and the little short one was Luke.
I believe you're right. But the president, should he be short?
Oh, I agree to that.
Yes, of course, Johnson is tall.
The southern one.
Yeah.
But so many of the kings and cardinals nowadays are, well, you know, colored.
Thank you. anymore, really. It's all reflex action or automation. What are those spots on your neck?
Ambrosia. I'm allergic.
You poor kid. All you can eat is manna.
That gives me gas.
Okay, I'm bored.
Yeah.
Say, what's the matter with your hand?
Oh, blisters from harp practice. I'll never get the hang of a harp. A kazoo, yeah, but harps never.
Oh, God. There's only something to do.
We could go up to the pin and dance.
That's not dancing. That's pure research. And the result's too much like Saturday night at the store. Packed solid.
Well, what we need is a bigger pin.
Oh, that wouldn't be fair.
Well, it's not the Big Apple, but it's something.
Rats. Another rope. So through. You know, it never occurred to me back there that lying around on clouds could have any drawbacks.
Yeah, it's true. They're damp as all get out. Oh, look, here they come.
Children.
Yes, girls.
And just the right age.
And so pretty.
Yes. Maybe he would make a good president after all.
Yes. Of course, there was that incident about the dog.
Checkers.
Yeah, the Cocker Spaniel.
Yeah. I don't think that was right.
Well, I don't either. I don't think that the president should have a small dog like that.
No, he should have a big, manly type of dog.
Yeah, like a Great Dane.
Exactly. Yeah. Great Dane.
Of course, FDR had little dog.
Oh, dear little father.
Yes, of course, that was different.
Exactly. But Nixon is supposed to be a friend of the common man.
Yes,
too.
But he's really not labor.
Well, he's certainly not red.
Or pink.
Or even intelligent.
Oh. Oh, he looks so American.
And clean cut.
And sincere.
I don't trust him.
Neither do I.
Well, Fern, wasn't this an interesting talk we had?
Yes.
You know, it's so important nowadays to keep up. I mean, we always buy Life and Time magazines.
Yes, well, we of course have subscriptions.
So many people now
just don't keep up. No. Well, at least we're prepared.
Oh, yes. Well, who are you going to vote for?
Mrs. Edgar Schuyler.
She dresses so well.
Yes.
Thank you.
more peculiar still, a predatory beast, who doesn't know he's hungry till he comes across his feast. But when he rushes for the kill, with gaping mouth and purple gill, the sight would make a strong man ill, or turn him pale at least. The anaconda is a snake who coils in jungle trees. His beady eyes are so opaque one would not think he sees. But if his hunger he would slake, there's no one whom he would not take and gobble up as quick as cake. Beware of such as these. And ever since this beast began, he prayed.